So how many people are running?
It's hard to tell.
I called the number that's on here.
Yeah. Chris is talking about it.
I would just send a letter. It's cheap insurance, you know, for the 65.
He mentioned a little something.
You're on record.
VGs. I thought he meant city council. No.
Okay.
No.
Really. Driving around West Virginia. No. Yeah. Yeah. Right,
good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Marlene Webster of the City Church. Pastor.
Let's pray together. Gracious God, I thank you so much for the privilege we have to be gathered here tonight and for these council persons who have given of their time and energy to serve. I pray that you would bless them as they lead our city in a time of such deep division. May this become a city where we truly learn to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And let us expand the definition of neighbor to include those who vote differently than us, those who believe differently than us, so that this place can truly become a place where people could look on and say that city is a city where they truly care about each other. Thank you again for these leaders and bless their discussions and decisions tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Tim Schmig. Tim?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Assistant City Manager, would you please do the roll call when ready?
Of course. Mayor Teich.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Osika.
Here.
Council Member Fear.
Here.
Council Member Haber.
Here.
Law.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Heideck.
Thank you, Assistant City Manager. This will bring us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of February 5th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of February 5th, 2024.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of February the 5th, 2024 are approved. This brings us to the proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none. This then brings us to the public hearings. Again, we have none. This brings us to our first citizens' comments and questions, in which you shall be afforded an opportunity of up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes during the last occasion. Do we have anyone that would like to address the council tonight? Please come to the podium and state your name and address.
My name is Tim Schmig. I live at 523 East Mason Street. When we first moved to Michigan, we lived in the Saginaw area. Good times. As a businessman, I had customers here in Owosso, and I enjoyed the times that I visited here. Everyone treated me very well. I would lunch by the castle, visit different shops. Returning home to Saginaw, on many an occasion, I would say to my wife, if we could ever live anywhere in Michigan, I would like to move to Owosso. In 2012, that thought came true. Like James Oliver Curwood, I feel that living in Owosso is the nicest place in the world. He said, I hope to die here. It's American. It makes you feel at home. I couldn't agree more. We enjoy living here. It's a great place for our grandkids to visit. They know the drill when they visit. You feed the ducks, you ride your bikes, you visit the castle, you go to the county fair, and of course, Spring Grove back in the day. We're greatly encouraged by the City Council's determined action to remove blight buildings like the Matthews Building and Action on Beyond Consignment. It shows an intentional enforcement of Owosso City Ordinance 727-8-163, which states any other items that give appearance of that the property is abandoned. I would challenge the city council not to limit your attention only to downtown businesses that are in violation of Ordinance 727. I would like you to expand your attention to landlords, their business owners, who are in possession of blight buildings. May I show you what I'm talking about? We live next to this building. The person appears to not care, as this summer, this was in the backyard. He mowed, and when he was done mowing, he drove away, and it looked like this. If you'll notice, there's no steps from this. Now, I will say this to his credit. He had somebody do the siding, so if you look at this, it's been sided since then.
No.
But not the whole thing. He left this section in front of our house for us to enjoy. Sided everything but that one section. If you look here, we had a contractor say this is lead-based paint, and these are lead-based chips, which I think would be a danger to children and to pets, and could also leach into groundwater. There's no front steps, nothing down there. It says that you're not supposed to have building materials left there. He had somebody do some work. They left the scaffolding and some materials there. And then since August, like 15th, this is what I look at every time I come out the back door of our house. So I once got a notice from the building inspector that after I had painted our house, we had chipped paint on our house. So I asked somebody to come out and look at it. I think George came out. And I said, I don't think this is for me. I think this is for somebody else. And he said, yeah, I think it was a mistake. I even offered to paint this neighbor's house for him. He turned me down. I offered to buy the house. So on August 19th, I sent Tanya Buckaloo, is that how it's pronounced? Mm-hmm. An email, and I said, I'm just curious as to how this building, in your regulations, is not in violation of a city ordinance 727-8-163. She responded within 2 days, and she said, this house is in violation. We are pursuing legal actions. So I have a couple of questions. Will you please follow up with Tanya, or someone in the office to see where this legal action is in the process? Does the legal action address the unfinished siding, leaving exposed chipped and falling lead-based paint? And is it not true that lead-based paint is a hazard to children, pets, and can leach into groundwater? Another question, since this is a legal action initiated by the city, is it a matter of public record? Now, we are in full support of the city council and everything that you do to enforce building codes. So anything that you can do to also enforce landlord's blight would be appreciated. Do you have any questions of me?
There would be after, during our comments, if we have any questions, we will address them.
Thank you.
And if you want any extra time, as I mentioned, you have another 3 minutes at the end.
Sir, thank you.
You bet. Any further comments for the council tonight? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments. Seeing no comments at this time, that brings us to the consent agenda.
I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Oh, excuse me. Aye. That would be my mistake. Yeah. Assistant City Manager, please, this would be a roll call vote. You bet.
Council Member Haber.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Fear.
Yes.
Pydek. Oh, sorry. Mayor Pro Tem Osika.
Yes.
Council Member Law.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This will bring us to items of business in which we have three, the first being the city budget amendment. And I will start out with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would approve the budget amendments as presented. This would be our six-month budget amendment, so halfway through the year. If there's any questions, we're here to answer them.
Any comments from the council?
I will make a motion to approve the city budget amendment.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Assistant City Manager, when you are ready, please take the roll call or the vote.
Councilmember Haber?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the city budget amendment is approved. This brings us to items of business number two, the grant acceptance, CIS minor trail connections, and improvements. And again, we'll start out with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This would approve, looking through the building file here. Okay, this would approve a contract with the Michigan Department of Transportation for your $4.4 million that was appropriated by the state legislature for this current fiscal year for improvements and additions to the CIS shared use trail. It would be going from Priest or Smith Road, where it stops now out in Owosso Township, and continue into the city, coming to a stop where the current trailhead is after the Washington Street Bridge. If there's any specific questions, it's kind of nice that Amy is here this evening because she has been the project lead on this. With that, I will turn it over to you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager. Comments?
Just that I'm super psyched about this. I think this is great. And the fact that it's not a matching grant either is just a real yay. Good job, Amy.
I will make a motion to approve the grant acceptance for the CIS minor trail connection and improvements.
Support. Support.
I have
all together now.
Everybody supports it, right?
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote.
Councilmember Law?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the grant acceptance for the CIS minor trail connections and improvements is approved. This brings us to items of business number three, the Gould House deed restrictions. And again, I'll hand this over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Subject to the meeting of the Owosso Historic Commission on September 11th, 2023, and subsequent approval by council in October 16th of that year, the next step towards selling the Gould House was instructed to be the hiring of a real estate agent. The city released an RFP. We received four submittals, all of them from licensed real estate companies, but one of them proposed an auction. Two of them didn't follow the instructions. One of them did, and we had an internal review of all of the submittals, and that internal review is recommending Lucy Hamm out of Flushing.
Thank you, City Manager. With that, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. This is the deed restrictions.
Yeah,
that was already approved on consent. So the deed restrictions, the important thing to mention here is that these deed restrictions were required, and working with the city attorney, the main thing to understand is that we want to preserve the exterior of the home as much as possible. So that's written in there, and any subsequent change to that exterior would have to be approved by the city of Owosso. Sorry.
Not a problem. With that, then, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments.
I just had one question as it pertains to the deed restrictions. I know that it says that there can be, you know, it needs to be, it can only be added on to if it has approval and et cetera, et cetera. But that's a big lot. Is there anywhere in there that says that the lot itself can't be subdivided and turned into another parcel? Because part of what's grand about that home is that it sits so stately on that plot of land. And so I wondered, it's big enough that somebody could subdivide it and put a small house in a separate section.
I'd have to look at
that. That would go to the Planning Commission automatically, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah, it would go to the Planning Commission. I don't know if the lot dimensions I mean, it is a large lot.
Land division applications are approved by the Planning Commission after review by the assessor. And what the assessor does is recommend approval or denial based on the size of the resulting lots. Now, this property is zoned multifamily, which means I believe there's a larger bulk requirement for the amount of space needed. But I would have to look up what that requirement is for what it's zoned, which is R2. But no, that restriction is not in place.
Is there a benefit? I don't know. I've never obviously entertained any of these concepts before. So, like, is there a benefit to having it written into the land deed versus letting it run the risk of going to a planning commission 30, 40 years from now and it getting...
The way that the commission approached the deed restrictions is that it doesn't flat out say you cannot do anything.
Right. I got that.
It's that you have to ask the city of Owosso, which would be the case for what you're talking about as well. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Further comments? With that, I'd be looking for a motion.
I make a motion to approve the Gould House deed restrictions.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote.
Councilmember Law.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Osika.
Yes.
Councilmember Fear.
Yes.
Councilmember Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Olson.
Yep.
Mayor Teich.
Yes. The Gould House deed restrictions is approved. This brings us to our second and last citizen comments and questions, in which you will be allowed 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone that would like to address the council at this time? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for last comments. I'd like to thank the city clerk's office and all the supporting staff. I've been watching for the last several weeks all the efforts that they put into the early election. I see many, many training sessions over the last several weeks. They inform me that there's up to 100 people that get involved with this election, just for the city of Owosso. The effort that they put in, all the supporting staff. I know that I guess I just found out that Councilperson Fear is one that actually works the election and will be here, I think you said, tomorrow. So it's big, and I know that a lot of people don't really realize, if you're not here, what it really takes. So I want to thank the city clerk's office for everything that they do. With that, any further comments?
Seeing, I'd like to, yes. Real quickly.
Yeah.
I just want to give kudos to our city manager, assistant city manager, and Senator Singh for following through on this project. And I'm sure Rick Morris is thrilled about this as well. He worked for years and years and years to make this happen. So I'm assuming that he's excited that it's finally happening. So thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, the next meeting will be Monday, March the 4th. And I would be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Support.
Motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Aye.